Is there enough to blackmail little Frosty with? Chinese girl in love nest? Musical beds? Hope so. Hope so. 10 minutes to go, Jerry Oldsport. Walk slowly. God, George, why the hell am I alone? I feel tired and hungry.
For all I know, I'm being spooked by half the Chinese mafia. Those not playing cricket. So, here I am. All is clear. I'm alone. Gotta do it alone. Relax. Relax. Bank of China. Union Jack. Bank of Kowloon. 12. They don't shut the doors, for God's sake. Of course not. You're growing senile, Jerry. Doors remain open, banking hall shut. So it's upstairs, with the minimum of attention. In you go. I'm on my way, Frosty.
Yeah? Good. Peter, he's gone in.
Thank you, George. Time 0302 Circus, 1202 Hong Kong, Kowloon Bank. I never have liked burns, you know, George. They're so damned unreliable.
Yes, people don't always respond logically to blackmail.
Let's hope Frost does. Good luck to your schoolboy.
It'll be at least an hour before we know. I shall be in my office. Stay here, will you, in case of a signal?
Of course, George.
Up we go. And up. Ninth floor. Stop. Out you get. All by myself. Fourth door on left, and I hope they're right. One, two, three, four. Through we go. Yes. Clerks, Chinese, work until one. Say hello. Round eye on business.
Morning, gang.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
On our way. So far, a walkover. Pushover. Second door. By appointment only. Through we go. Red light bulb. Here is Frosty. J. Frost, Deputy Chief Trustee, appointments only. Do not enter when red light is on. Not on. Nice peephole. There's the boy. Podgy little Frosty with his pretty stack of pretty files. So, in we go.
Gosh, Frosty. Hello. Super.
What?
Am I early or late? Are you all right after last night's hijinks?
God, it's his nibs. What the hell are you doing here, you disgusting aristocrat?
Visiting, Oldsport.
How did they let you in? I suppose you flashed your honourable at him. This isn't a cat house, you know. This is a respectable bank, more or less.
Very grand building.
You alcoholic, dissolute, lecherous, libidinous...
News hound.
Bloody Mary, do you? Cabinet's full of booze hardly ever used.
Bloody Mary would slip down grateful, sport.
And I'll say one thing for you, blue bloody
key of wrecks. Safe you around your neck. Keep your
got
back
your
to me.
In the middle of Salisbury
desk.
Plain, I reckon you'll find a cat
button operates light. Alarm button beneath.
Got it. Girls.
Key in off position.
They were.
Take
shocking.
It out. All done.
Those girls, what were their names, eh? Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
7 and 24.
That's it. 7 and 24. What? Poetry, what a memory. I say, you shouldn't be that side of my desk.
Oh, I wanted to know what it felt like.
Well, now you know. Bloody Mary. Bungo.
Cheers.
Ah, incredible, girls. Incredible company. I mean, why should a bloke like me bother with a bloke like you? What's the matter? What's eating you?
There's an eye at the spy hole, Frosty.
Hmm? Oh, Milky Way, my boss, going home to his lovely lady wife. 6'8" and a cavalry moustache. Not him, her.
Why didn't he come in?
I thought I had a client, I suppose. Cheer up, why are you looking so pious, eh? Gives me the creeps.
How's the Mrs. Frosty? How's she doing?
Oh, still ailing nicely, thank you.
Ring the hospital, did you?
This morning? I wasn't coherent.
When are you next visiting?
Now, look, shut up. Shut up about her, do you mind? Now, I'm going to have the other half. You haven't
now,
well,
my little man, before we get comfy again.
I want to open an account, Frosty.
You?
Me, Frosty.
Well, from all you told me last night, you haven't got the resources to open a piggy bank. Look, look, get yourself a bloody drink. Stop playing Boris Karloff on a wet Wednesday.
I didn't mean we'd open my account exactly, sport.
Hmm?
I meant someone else's.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Jerry.
A trust account, Frosty, lodged in your incorruptible hands. In that safe, Frosty. Sharpish.
You set me up. I thought I had a friend at last, and now you want to screw me?
You shouldn't mingle with news hounds, Frosty. Shouldn't have shot your mouth off.
But friends do shoot their mouths off. That's what friends are for. Oh, Jerry, no, I'm afraid it's right out of the question. No go.
Here's the deal, sport. If you don't play, the comic will blow the whistle on you, you hear me? Front page mugshot, banner headlines, would you buy a second-hand trust account from this man? We tell him how you maintained a love nest over on Kowloon Side, what you got up to in the cat house last night, and we'd suggest many nights of the same. And we'd check the story out with your chairman, let your missus know.
Oh, Jerry. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the bad news. Good news is 500 US into your hot little hand, and no one any the wiser.
Why do you want to see this account? Why, in God's name?
Well, crime and corruption, sport. The Hong Kong connection, Grub Street names the guilty men. Account number 442. In that safe, Frosty.
Yes. No.
Open the safe, Frosty, because otherwise you're 40 and on the road with a sick wife and bambinos and the whole catastrophe. Do it, sport.
Bastard. Well, what's the number?
442.
442. Crime and corruption, my ass. All right, suppose he cuts a few corners. Name me a Chinese who doesn't.
Oh, Chinese, is he?
Three folders. I suppose you'll photograph them.
Ever seen him, the Chinaman?
Once, the Macau dog races. Had him pointed out to me. Wasn't doing too badly for himself. Had a nice little blonde party he had with him. Round eye.
Hmm. Oh, there's the 500. Take it, Frosty.
Bloody well will. You're out of your blasted mind if you think you can bust a man like him.
Go outside, Frosty. Keep your eyes open. I'll let you know when I'm through.
Click your bloody camera fast.
I shall. Now, outside.
Yes? He's left the bank. Thanks.
Is he out, Peter?
He is, George. Time 0447 Circus, 1347 Hong Kong.
Long enough. He must have got something.
No, he has to get to Craw safely.
Oh, he should, he should.
And Craw will develop the snaps, if he's got them, if they've come out.
You shouldn't worry so much, you know, Peter.
No, George.
Well, Craw, are you at home as arranged? Flowers at the window? Old dried flowers, yes. At home. Ring the bell.
What bastard's that?
Brought you some dirty pictures, sport.
The door's open. Pull your upper class backside up the stairs.
Am I glad to see you, Craw?
How's Monsignor Gosh Super? You have a rough trip getting here?
Only in the mine. My usual terror of pickpockets until I got in the car. Then every clapped-out Honda seemed to be on my tail.
Yeah, you're getting too old for it, poor blooming pummy. You got the film?
Yes.
Go in, pour yourself a beer. I'll be in the bathroom doing my best for this. You make yourself at home, your grace.
Yes? Thank you.
Craw reports schoolboy's arrival with the goodies, George.
Ah, yes. We must wait for developments, Peter.
You meant that as a pun, I take it, George.
Pun? Oh, I see. Those cassette films need delicate handling, they tell me.
Craw's good, George. Very good.
As I know. And schoolboy?
If you cast him properly, like you've done, I wouldn't always trust him, though.
Why, Peter?
Too wild. No, too independent-minded, liable to go off in all directions. I think you need to keep him on a tight leash.
Yes, you could well be right. And, of course, he's a woman's man.
For God's sake, Craw, what goes on? Well, what's the result? They haven't come out. Craw, they haven't bloody come out.
To the contrary, my son. To the contrary, sir. Every frame is a bold and disturbing masterpiece.
Schoolboys landed the complete file. Oh, all the figures, everything that was originally paid through Vientiane into the Indo-Charter account has found its way into a trustee account in Hong Kong. When the Vientiane arrangement ended, Carla didn't miss a month. He switched to the alternative route immediately. Right from the beginning, Hong Kong was the final destination of the Goldsey. Since the payment started over 2 years ago, not a single penny has been drawn from the account. The balance stands in the order of $500,000 American dollars.
Oh,
it's a lockaway account.
Oh, George, darling, lockaway. Well, that's quite a different kettle of fish. It had to be, didn't it? Lockaway. Now, for whom? Who can be worth so much? Would it be a network? Oh, no, 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 they'd never do it for a network. No precedent. So who can it be? Whatever can he deliver that would be worth so much?
We must try to find out, Connie.
Well, well, no wonder Carla wanted the bodies buried. Carla's a China hand, too, you know. Isn't he, Connie?
Oh, he is, darling, in his own way.
Chief, this is a trustee account, yes. So, who founded it?
I was coming to that. Co. Forenamed Drake. Born in Shanghai, 1925. Address, 7 Gates, Headland Road, Hong Kong. He's the chairman and managing director of China Air Sea Limited. Hong Kong. Drake Co, Doc.
Co. Co. I must see the character. Depends entirely on the characters. Drake is mission school, of course, Shanghainese mission boy. Well, well, Shanghai was where it all started, you know. The first party cell ever was in Shanghai.
Was there anything else traced on Drake Co, Peter?
He was appointed to the Order of the British Empire under the Hong Kong list in 1966 for social and charitable services to the colony. That's all.
You will remember that China Air Sea was the ultimate owner of Indo-Charter Vientiane, say. So it ties up nicely.
There is a beneficiary to this trustee account, of course.
The beneficiary is unknown. Perhaps we shall see why when we get the film, which should be...
Tomorrow morning, George.
There must be a means of identification, Smiley.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Even a thumbprint. It's not unknown among the Chinese.
Well, as I say, when we get Schoolboy's actual film, we shall be able to really start. For the moment...
yeah, come along, Doc. Yeah. Well, I never have believed Carla would have paid out money like that. I mean, $500,000. For what?
Wasn't there a Swatownese connection? Yes, the intermediate company in Bangkok. Thank you, Smiley. Let us see the film as soon as possible.
Of course. Will you stay a moment, Peter?
Oh, yes, George.
Odd. One has no sense of shock. Why is that, I wonder? A big fish in Carla's pay. Lockaway accounts. So why no sense of shock? Send a message to Craw, Peter. Congratulate Schoolboy and tell him to put things in mothballs for the moment.
Yes, George. You'll have to talk to the Intelligence Steering Group before you move, won't you?
Yes, of course. See to it that Schoolboy's kept strictly to his newspaper business.
We're in mothballs. The word is, well done and howl your water. Your job is to put in mileage for the comic. Nothing else. Hear me?
Well, don't you think the paper might like a few words on Mr. D. Coe?
That would be a bad idea, Monsignor. Very bad.
Oh, come on. The bloody man's practically public property.
All the same now. Lay off. I'll ring only when I have to.
Yeah.
Mr. Drake Coe, OBE. Steward of the Royal Hong Kong Jockey Club, millionaire, citizen above suspicion, and nuts to you, Craw, and to dear old George, too. What have you found, Jerry Sport? Arrived in Hong Kong 1951, Coe is Haka, sea people from Chu Chow, born on boats. Minor gang leader, original money from Ritz Ballroom, high-class pickup spot, Shanghainese girls. Witness says, Drake Coe was very tough boy, you don't tell no fairy story to Drake Coe. He don't like politician people one piece. Studied law in London, not called to bar. One son died 1968, Nelson Coe. Drake begat Nelson. Picture. Caption. Mr. Drake Coe, OBE, with his horse, Lucky Nelson. Bit macabre, call your horse after your dead son. Coe is wearing a beret. Obviously bald. Tall for a Chinese. Looks quite cheerful. God help me, owns ocean-going cruiser called Admiral Nelson. Obsession with Nelson. Wonder why. Note, horse Lucky Nelson entered to run at Happy Valley day after tomorrow. So, Jerry, that's where you might get a look at him. Even a word. A day at the races might do you good, old sport.
Come on, open space! Stretch for it, man! Ride! Use your whip, man! Use your whip!
No good, Clive. Lucky Nelson's coming through. Oh, look at that, sport! Oh, super, super! Oh,
objection! That horse was pulled! I never saw a horse so pulled in my life!
Lucky Nelson's there, Clive, by three lengths.
Excuse me, you're Gerald Westerby, aren't you?
Yeah, that's me, sport.
Grant. Horton told me you'd like to meet Drake Coe. I'm a course steward. I knew your father.
Gosh, super. Marvellous.
Coe's just been given the cup flushed with victory over there. Perhaps you'll get something out of him for once.
Oh, just a few words, you know. It's jolly nice of you.
Horton told me you did, Lucky Nelson.
Afraid so. Bit of a turnout, wasn't it?
Oh, it was Drake's race, all right. Clever of you to spot it. More than we did. The burly chap with him is Drake's right hand, too. I'll have a word with him first. Mr. Tew, this is Mr. Westerby, son of the famous one.
Hello, Mr. Tew. Super.
Good day, Mr. Westerby.
Mr. Westerby is hoping he can have a word with Mr. Coe for his important newspaper.
You want to talk to Mr. Coe, Mr. Westerby?
If it's convenient.
Sure, it's convenient. Mr. Coe win a horse race. Everything's convenient. I bring him over. Stay here. What's your father's name?
Samuel Westerby.
Lord Westerby.
You were here.
Drake's right hand.
Major Domo. Manager, chief bag carrier, bottle washer, fixer. Been with him since the start. They ran away from the Japanese together in the war.
I'm bringing him over.
This, the man.
Sir, this is Westerby, whose famous father, the Lord, had a lot of slow horses and fast newspapers.
What, papers?
Well, the best known was the Chronicle.
And that, the paper with the girls. I used to read that paper when I was in London, during my residence there for the purpose of legal study at the famous Gray's Inn of Court.
I back your horse, Mr. Coe. How does it feel to win?
Better than losing, I think.
What's your formula for winning, Mr. Kerr?
Hard work. No politics. Plenty sleep.
Are you a lot richer than you were 10 minutes ago?
I was pretty rich 10 minutes ago. You may tell your paper also, I am a great admirer of the British way of life.
Even though we don't work hard and make a lot of politics.
Just tell them.
What makes you so lucky, Mr. Coe? What makes you so lucky, sir?
No comment.
Oh, play fair, Mr. Coe. The world's full of people who dream of being as rich as you are. Give them a clue, won't you? What makes you so lucky?
Mind your own damn business.
Mr. Coe, go now, Mr. Westby. You leave him to go, Mr. Westby.
Oh, sure, sport, sure.
Goodbye, Mr. Westby.
Hmm. Last time Cole won, he didn't even lead the horse into the paddock. He waved it away, didn't want it.
Well, why the hell not?
Hadn't expected it to win. Hadn't told his Chew Chow friends. Bad face. Maybe he felt the same when you asked him about his luck.
I see. How did he get to be a steward?
Oh, had to buy the boats for him, no doubt. The usual thing. Well, cheers. Good seeing you. Don't forget your winnings.
I've collected already. Thanks, sport. Guess I'll make my way back.
Aren't there any other cars but Rolls Royces and Mercedes on this dirt track? What did they say? Drake Coe was a very tough boy. Well, Tew is hardly fragile either. You don't tell no fairy story to Drake Coe. Speak of the devil, and there he is. Drake Coe walking with the mob, the crowd just ahead. Is him all right? Left his gang of friends behind. Going into the road, through the gate. He stopped. Ah, waiting for the Phantom or the Merc or the Chrysler. Hang about, Jerry. Takes his beret off. Holds it out into the road. Car. Red E-type, soft top, open. For Co. HK478S. Driver, blue headscarf, dark glasses, long blonde hair. Bare back. A hell of a lot of lovely woman. Co gets in, kisses her cheek. Once, twice. Yeah, thrice. Fingers on her bare back. And away they go. Get to a phone, Jerry.
He was on view, Craw. He'd had a big win. Then he left, walked away, waited in the road, and got picked up by a very nice blonde party in a sports car.
Sports car?
Jag, E-type. HK478S. I think she was a close friend. Very close.
Round eye?
Of course she was round eye. Long blonde hair.
Well, well, well. You've seen a lot, Monsignor.
George Smiley, in all your feathers. My dear, you've lost simply pounds.
Oh, Lord Roddy Martindale, oh no.
What do you mean, oh Lord, oh no? Didn't you know I'd been translated, allowed to sit on this very high-powered intelligence steering committee?
Who besides you is here today, Roddy?
Oh, as if you didn't know. Sir Saul Enderby will take the chair. Oliver Lacon will sit next to him, of course. The tall, fit-looking person is Wilbraham, Colonial Office. Very interested in Hong Kong.
The lady in the brown outfit?
Home and Colonial too, I believe. Miss Green. I suppose we'd better take our places.
Well, lady and gentlemen, shall we begin? Jolly good brief, George. Can't understand some of it, but... Well, I take it you've all read and... digested George Smiley's work.
Oh, it's very good, George. So clear, dear.
Do shut up, Roddy. Oliver Lacon, you should first.
Well, let me try to summarize the summary in bold terms. A prominent Chinese Hong Kong citizen is under suspicion of being a Russian spy. That's the nub?
He is known to receive very large Russian subventions.
From a secret fund devoted to financing penetration agents.
Yes.
Solely for financing them, or does this fund have other uses, such as propaganda, informal trade kickbacks, that sort of thing?
To the best of our knowledge, no.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Wilbraham, yes?
How good's their knowledge? Hasn't been too good in the past, has it?
We would want far more corroboration, Mr. Chairman.
So would we. It is in order to obtain corroboration that we are asking for rights and permissions.
Is there any suggestion that this well-known citizen subverts the colony?
No, not that we know.
Then what is he doing? Nothing. They've got it all wrong.
Go on, Oliver.
Well, for what it's worth, he probably does as much to enrich the colony as any other wealthy and respected Chinese businessman. Well, he seems something of a Hong Kong prototype. Supports charities. Successful, benevolent, has the wealth of Croesus. And the commercial morality of the whorehouse.
I say that's a bit hard. Steady on, Oliver.
Well, short of the Victoria Cross and a baronetcy, therefore, it's hard to see how he could be less suitable a subject for harassment by a British service or recruitment by a Russian one.
In my world, we call that good cover.
Touché, Oliver.
say here, the money first of all came from Paris through Vientium. Then later, it was paid through a Hamburg-Vienna-Hong Kong tie-up. Now, why do you think they did that, so to speak?
It is sensible practice to vary the routine from time to time.
Tradecraft, Wilbraham.
Page 2, top. Money's all in trust. None of it is being spent, which is in itself jolly odd. It's not Coe's money, but a claimant's, whoever that may be. Till then, it's the trust money. So, what's Coe done wrong? What is there against Coe?
Roddy.
There's an awful lot of balls about thumbprints here, George. Like something out of Phillips Oppenheim.
Well, the use of thumbprints is old banking practice along the China coast. It dates from the days of widespread illiteracy. The beneficiary, Wilbraham's claimant, is not named, but identifies himself by his left thumbprint, it being less worn than the right.
How quaint, my brother.
Thank you, George. It could be Kerr's own thumbprint, I suppose. Do you think we should advise the Hong Kong government of the intelligence regarding Kerr?
Of course we should advise Hong Kong. They're self-administering. We've no alternative.
What do you say to that, George?
Well, if it were the governor and nobody else, I could hardly object. That is, if you feel it's not too much for him.
Oh, I don't understand. Why the dickens should it be too much for the governor? I mean, he's an experienced administrator.
Well, there's also the problem, I suppose, of the governor being forced into the position of agent provocateur if he continues to receive Coe socially, which he obviously must. We can't frighten the game at this stage.
But good heavens, man, if Coe's a Russian spy, if the governor has him to dinner and perfectly naturally, in confidence, commits some minor indiscretion, well, he could ruin the man's career. He must be told.
Well, of course, if he's given to being indiscreet, I suppose one might argue that he's not a suitable person to be informed anyway.
Oh, I say, George, that is a point.
Bloody odd it would be, wouldn't it, if Peking woke up one morning to the glad news that the governor of Hong Kong made a point of entertaining Moscow's ace spy at his dinner table once a month.
Well, it's 4 o'clock, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, we'd better wind up. Now, if you'll leave us a moment, we'll talk and ring our masters. Be as fast as possible, George, I promise you. There can be no earthly question of reopening the Hong Kong residency, George. Everything else, with certain limiting conditions and safeguards regarding desirability, money, and the duration of the license, is granted. What are you going to call the operation, George? Do you know yet?
Ah, yes. Operation Dolphin.
Well done, George, darling. Dolphin, what a good name for our resurrection. Now, George, this blonde schoolboy saw with Coe, we really must find her. She really is a clue. Do make it an urgent task for Craw.
Do you know, Smiley, when Coe was in London as a law student, he gave the name of a Chinese Baptist missionary as a referee, a Mr. Hibbert. This man must have known Coe at the beginning. He must be a very old man now, but I have reason to believe he is still alive and living in England.
Word from my whisperer in Hong Kong, Monsignor. Coe's round-eye girlfriend is one Lisa Worth. Whisperer claims she is an aristocratic English lady and with a Kraut forename. More likely to be an airline hostess called Lizzie. File on her is missing from police records. Schoolboy getting bored with long haul.
It has occurred to me that schoolboy has had to kick his heels for a month. We're doing our best here, but Coe and his Russian money stands like a mountain before us, which we can visit whenever we wish, but can't move. Information on Miss Worth was quite invaluable.
I think I've found the girl, George. Married once to a schoolmaster called Worthington. I'm sure she's the girl Sam Collins, work name Mellon with two L's, was working in Vientiane. She could be a lever, George. And old Connie wonders what exactly the link between Sam and this girl was. That is, if Connie has found the right one.